John Garcia, local guy who is doing extremely well and covers this country. I mean, he knows athletes. We see him at all the events, the Under Armour events from 247 Sports. He's kind enough to take some time out of his busy night, talk about some of the great athletes hanging out in the state of Florida and South Florida. John, thanks so much for taking the time.
Of course, Blue. Anytime, man.
This is, you know, we started our show with Chance Williams, a kid from Orange Park's Oak Leaf High School that just committed to the University of Miami. I know you guys had you had a nice little report on him. Talk about, as Miami fans are still listening, they always like to hear their kids. Talk about Chance Williams. Pretty good athlete.
Excellent athlete. Three-sport guy, which, you know, in this day of analytics and multiple data points and everything being a data point is really what you look for. It's about the athleticism, length, and those are boxes that Chance checks really without much investigation. Just look at basketball. He's probably 6'4",
yep.
And he is Oakley's all-time shot-blocking leader. And obviously, he's just a junior right now. So, yep. You know, you talk about that tells you anticipation, bounce, natural athleticism, obviously length, some savvy, some intelligence. He can fly his feet. Just things that translate to football in so many ways in the trenches. So when you're talking about a pass rusher, those are a lot of things that you want. Really, the only thing with him that we've been curious about over the last, I would say, year as he solidified himself as a top 100 overall prospect was his size. He was always 6'4", maybe 210, 215, but he's really taken the next step there in the last 6 months. He's closer to 240 pounds now, which wow. is what we saw him work out at the opening finals. So as he gets used to that, I think he'll transition some with his game, play with a little bit more power. But in terms of first step quickness, the length, the ability to come back underneath, things like that, he's arguably the top pass rusher in the state. And he probably is the most polished pass rusher in the state. I know Donnell Harris from down there, a former Miami commit, is now 2020 as well.
Right.
So that'll be a fun debate between now and January when the rankings lock in. But for now, I do think it's Chance Williams because of his body of work and the improvements we've seen with him physically in the last year or so. This is a huge get for Miami, a guy who was a legitimate Big Three battle and beyond. There was some LSU buzz at one point. There was some Georgia buzz at one point. But Miami really stuck with him throughout the process. And I think the biggest surprise with it is that, you know, this was Miami's race to lose for quite some time. We right. found out as Chance was making his decision. So I think that speaks a lot to Manny Diaz and his staff right now at the U.
And having Jalen Rivers and also having Shaq Quarterman kind of in his corner, pulling him towards the University of Miami, it wasn't like a total surprise. He was saying earlier this evening that, you know, he felt very much at home here. It's you know, kind of a smaller place than he figured, and this that sits well with him. He's an academic kid. He does well in the classroom as well. You take a look at a Chance Williams or any of these top flight prospects, and you get a chance to see him at the Under Armour competition. You get a chance to see him at the opening when they're going against the same type of elite players. Talk about that, because seeing him against a, you know, guys of lesser caliber is not going to do anybody any good. But you get to see some of these kids against the top offensive linemen or kids who are DBs against the top wide receivers. Talk about that advantage, because you get to see him at their best.
And that's when you really learn about kids. And it's not even about their success going against those guys initially. So at the opening in Texas, Chance probably took, I don't know, 20, 25 one-on-one reps. He probably won a dozen or more. And it's not about that. It's about now how he goes back and applies that to his own game. Where didn't he have the success he did against the two-star and below guys that he faces at the regional events, right? Where was there a bit of a drop-off, if you want to call it that? And that's really where it gets fun at events like that, because, you know, that one's got, they got the gear on, it's helmets, shoulder pads, it's not just the t-shirts and shorts that we're used to. So the offensive linemen, I think, get a little bit of that disadvantage back, because let's be honest, most DNs can look something like Chance Williams yeah. in these off-season settings. So you like to see where they're at when the settings change, and then how they kind of take from after that point. So I think it's a good time for him because now he gets to do that, of course, ahead of his senior season. But I think when he's good on good, you see the edge bending ability, and even when tackles anticipate it and they try to get deep in that kick step, and he's still able to beat them to the point. That's the ability. That's the natural ability that you look for, the first step. And he won reps like that against, you know, the best of the best in the country. Yeah. And I think that's where everything starts for Chance. And then again, you factor in that he's gaining the weight. He's filling out a little bit more. He's going to enroll early. So how much basketball will he play this year? I'm not sure. So, you know, the kid's got football on his mind, like you said, high academic. So everything's kind of trending in the right direction with Chance. And even with all that said, his best football is going to be ahead once he actually focuses on the sport year round, something he's never been able to do. So yeah. I couldn't like this get much more from Miami. He's absolutely, for me, the crown jewel of that class, despite having, you know, Don Chaney and some great players. I think Chance is in this day and age, priority position wise, he's the guy for me.
John Garcia joining us, 247 Sports Analyst. You take a look at the, as you mentioned, the class, but Miami's coming off a 7-6 record, and everybody, you know, I mean, people outside of South Florida realize that, right? You know, the way that things have, and the momentum has really kind of picked up because here's Manny Diaz getting the job. He invigorates this and adds a lot of, you know, energy to the program, hires all new offensive coaches. They get their new facilities getting built, and it looks really nice. And everything's like the perfect storm for them. Can they ride this crest into this season and maybe come out with a 10-win season and maybe get a bold chance to go 11 wins?
Well, that's where sustaining these recruiting classes really comes into play. And it's not simply about the win-loss. It's about what kids can envision. Because obviously every coach can sell a vision and say, hey, this is what we're going to do year one, and this is where we're going to be in year two, three, et cetera. But can kids kind of feel that? So I think that's where recruiting is about sustainability. And that's where in the past, I think Miami has dropped off in certain seasons when they had very strong classes out of the gate. And then for whatever reason, they tail off as other schools get involved and all of these things. So I think that's the biggest thing for Miami. Can you maintain that vision that kids are clearly seeing here in the off season? It's a whole different ballgame when you get on the field. And I think when you have a defensive coach, a defensive minded coach, and you play with an edge and an attitude, especially at Miami,
sure,
that's what kids want to see. You know, they hear the stories of the late 90s and the 80s and early 2000s when Miami had arguably the best roster anyone has ever seen at the collegiate level. They hear those stories. And it dates us because they weren't necessarily alive or able to speak at that time.
Sure.
But they hear those stories. They know about that tradition. So to have a guy who's coming in, you know, wanting that pressure, wanting to aspire to something like that, I think is an ideal foundation. But you got to see it on Saturdays, and they have an opportunity August 24th, only game going on, right? So
yes.
I think it's not even about win loss in that game, but if you come out and you hit the Gators in the mouth and there's energy and guys are flying around, that's what kids want to see. They want to feel like we can be a part of getting the U back. And that's been sold so much, but you got to see it. And I think the schedule after the Gators
kind of
lines
in
up
their
really
favor.
Nicely.
Definitely.
Yeah, it lines up really nicely for Miami. I don't know if they'll be an underdog for months after that game.
No,
so,
I agree.
The expectation will be, you know, to threaten double-digit wins, and I don't see with that roster why they can't at least come close.
Good stuff. John, if they want to follow you, people out there, they want to follow you throughout the season, how are they going to do that?
Yeah, 247sports.com, obviously, and we're of course on Twitter, John_Garcia_JR, just trying to be like Blue.
Dude, good stuff. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, buddy.